Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Today we shall discuss a grave misconception which is found regarding Islam and women. It is generally believed that Islam disallows or prohibits a lady to be appointed as the head of state of a Muslim country. The argument which is presented in support of this prohibition is based on a narrative which I shall read out to you. This narrative is reported by Abu Bakr and it is recorded in Bukhari. The words of the narrative are: Abu Bakr says, لَقَدْ نَفْعَنِي اللَّهُ بِكَلِمَةٍ سَمِعْتُهَا مِنْ رَسُولِ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَيَّامَ الْجَمَلْ بَعْدَ مَا كِتْتُ أَنْ أَلْحَقَ بِأَصْحَابِ الْجَمَلْ فَأُقَاتِلَ مَعَهُمْ قَالْ لَمَّا بَلَغَ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهِ وَسَلَّمْ أَنَّ أَهْلَ فَارِسْ قَدْ مَلَّكُوا عَلَيْهِمْ بِنْتَ كِسْرَى قَالْ لَنْ يُفْلِحَ قَوْمٌ وَلَّوْا أَمْرَهُمْ إِمْرَى. A simple translation of this narrative reads, Abu Bakr reports, Allah has given me the benefit of a word which I heard from the Messenger of Allah during the days of the Battle of Jamal, when I was about to join the people of Al-Jamal and fight alongside them. The Messenger of Allah heard the people of Persia had appointed the daughter of Kisra as their ruler. He said, people who appoint a woman as their leader will never succeed. So this is the narrative on the basis of which it is generally believed in Islamic circles that a lady cannot be appointed the ruler of a Muslim country. Now, before we discuss the implications of this narrative vis-a-vis the Quran, I'd like to point out certain flaws in the narrative itself regarding its chain of narration and, of course, some of the content discussed. Now, firstly, as is evident from the narrative itself, it seems that it was first of all brought to light in 36 Hijra, much after the death of the Prophet, and before this time, this narrative was not even known. So this raises a question of doubt regarding the narrative itself. The second is the presence of Auf ibn Abi Jamila, narrator in the chain of narration, who is suspect, especially because it is the authorities of Rijal regard him to give preference to Ali against Usman, which we know was the political scenario in those times. And thirdly, this narrative is only reported by just one person, Abu Bakr. And we know, of course, that if this was some explicit directive, the nature of this directive was such that it should have been reported by other people also. Now, another thing which is important to note is that the question arises is that the fact that could the Prophet have had said these words? Because we know that before him that there were many Muslim women, not only women who professed Islam maybe in their own times, but of their own capacity in following other religions also, who had in fact succeeded as leaders, as rulers of their country. For example, we have the case of Queen Sheba herself, which we know, whose anecdote is found in the Quran. So, could the Prophet have said these words in spite of the fact that there were many prominent women before him who had actually succeeded as rulers of their country? Now, perhaps the gravest objection which arises on this narrative is that if it is understood that it actually means that ladies are prohibited to become heads of state, then this goes entirely against the Quran. The Quran says in Surah Shura, Amruhum shura bainahum, which means that the system of state shall be governed by the mutual consultation of the Muslims, which in other words means that if their majority at any time votes in favor of a lady, then their opinion must be given respect and she shall be, of course, considered as an elected representative of that country. So the Quran says that it is essential to regard the will of the majority, to consider the will of the majority and to implement it. And therefore, if at any point of time this will of the majority is such that they elect a lady as their representative, as their ruler, then it must be followed. Here, I would also like to point out another argument which is not from this narrative but from a verse of the Quran, according to which the Quran says that it has appointed a man as the head of family. So there are people who say that if a person or a man is regarded as the head of the family, which is the basic unit of a state, therefore, by analogy, the state should also be governed by a man. Now, there is a basic flaw in this argument, and the flaw is that the criterion of selection of a head of state and a head of family are entirely different. We know that the reason for which the Quran says that a husband has been entrusted with the responsibility of heading a family is that he has been given the responsibility of earning for the family, and because he's also temperamentally and physically more suited for this task. And on the other hand, the selection of a head of state, as I just pointed out, is not based on such criteria. It is based on the will of the majority. Hence, we cannot regard these two selections to be analogous to each other. And therefore, any argument based on a verse which relates to the family cannot be extended to relate to the head of a country. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولسائر المسلمين والمسلمات.